Hello, hello. Hey, family. Hello. If you're watching me on camera, I'm fixing my lips because you guys, I want you guys to have a quality experience. A quality experience for those watching as well as those who are listening. Hello, my name is Samantha Grimes and welcome to the Daughter Podcast. You guys, so I actually recorded this already and there was a little bit of a malfunction. So this is number two. I'm saying this for myself for when I go into the editing of this podcast episode. But yes, welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes and I am a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. Before I start talking about anything, I would love for us to take a moment and open up with prayer. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. We honor you. We bless you. We are so grateful, God, just for you. God, for access to you. And God, we just are unaware that God, if we cannot pray as we should without you, we can't record a podcast. We can't receive information from a podcast. We can't do anything. And so right now we know the Holy Spirit is already here, but we invite you even the more into this podcast episode. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, help us to go where you want us to go, land where you want us to land, get revelation, get insight, get perspective. I pray, God, that you would cause light bulbs to go off, God, with this information. I pray, God, that you would cause, God, weights to be removed, stress to be removed. God, that you will reignite the fire that was once burning, that you would cause inspiration, refreshing, hunger. God, even empowerment, Father, to go after the things, God, that we need. God, right now I surrender my intellect, my personality, my cleverness, my wit, everything that I have, I surrender it to you and say, now, Holy Spirit, have your way. You take the driver's seat, for you are the potter and I am the clay. Have your way in me, that your people may be blessed, may be filled, and that your kingdom may be advanced, that you may get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, and that we will come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Family, this is episode 3. I am so excited. I don't know if you are, but I am. This is episode 3. I can't believe we already made it to episode 3. If you have not checked out episode 1, which is about intimacy, and episode 2, which was about new friends, then please go back and check those out. Now, listen, I already know. Y'all podcast listeners, y'all don't be listening to stuff in order. Y'all go in there, y'all scroll, look at the topics, you pick the one that you know that you connect with the most, and that's what you do, and you listen to them. And I'm not shading you because I do the exact same thing, but I want you to do something different with this one simply because we're still in the first season. Sometimes you don't get that opportunity to actually be able to listen to something in sequential order and build up to something. So I'm encouraging you, since we are in season 1 and we're only on episode 3, to go back, listen to episode 1, listen to episode 2, and then check out episode 3. And so you can just kind of go along. It's like watching a show or streaming a show. Like if the show has been on and it got 25 seasons, then sometimes you skip around. But if you get the opportunity to watch a show from beginning to end in order and like catch all of the highlights and you finally get all the jokes that people make about the show and you get to be in the moment, wouldn't you want to do that? Do that with this, okay? This is a special season. It's the first season, but it's special because we're talking about beginning again. Okay. That's kind of the theme for season 1 is beginning again. It's the title for season 1 as well, beginning again. And this episode is so special because we're dealing with a special aspect of beginning again. We're digging into loving me again. Listen, I said this in the first two episodes, but we are going to have to begin again so many times. My God. Okay. You have to begin again with raising your kids. You have to begin again in your relationships. You have to begin again with your body. You have to begin again with your career. You have to begin again with your money. My God on today. You have to be, okay. You're going to have to do this so many times in your life. And so many people are in places of crisis because when it's time to begin again, you don't really know how to do that. You're upset that the new season is new and it's not like the old. And you now have to rebuild something and you have to build something a brand new way. And you don't feel like you have the right tools. You don't feel like you have the right mindset. You don't feel like you know how to handle this process. And so I want this to be a tool in your back pocket that helps you navigate every new season of your life. Like, man, I'm not afraid to quote unquote start over because I know how. I know what this end result will look like. I know that I can do this. I know that I'm embracing the new and the new is good. The new is fruitful. You serve a God that wants to give you a hope and a future. Amen. Amen. So I want to start here. So many of y'all know this, but your girl, she boxes. Okay. Huh? All right. I posted a picture about it on my social media. I went back to my boxing class after so long, this recent past week. I used to do it so heavy once upon a time. And then the global pandemic hit and nobody was going anywhere. And then after the pandemic, about a year after the pandemic or so, I got pregnant with my son and I was just pregnant. Okay. I was working out, but I was doing the bare minimum that you can do, you know, in pregnancy. I mean, you can actually work out pretty hard in pregnancy, but I was doing the bare minimum to stay healthy in pregnancy because many of you understand pregnancy exhaustion is like, it is no joke. And after that, I had my son. I completely forgot about boxing. I forgot it existed. Okay. Kind of just was, that first year after you have a baby, you are getting acclimated to life again. Like, oh my goodness. All right. So what is my career going to look like with two kids now? What is my, home life going to look like with two kids? What is my ministry life going to look like with two kids? I completely forgot about boxing, y'all. I was working out, but I was doing at-home workouts and I have a gym not too far from my house, but I wasn't boxing. I just forgot about it. And recently it popped in my head and I was like, oh man, I really missed it. Let me go. Boom, boom. I reached out to the trainer who does that, got in contact with him, and got back into it. And when I went to the class, you guys, it was a shock to the body. Okay. A shock to the body. You hear me? Because this is not just boxing, but it's a full body workout. Right. And so in between jabs, straights, ducking, you know, whatever, we have to like full body workout, take off, run, jump squats, burpees, you name the whole thing. And so my chest is on fire because even though I'm working out, I'm doing a good workout at the house. It's nothing like being like in an open gym, like just pop, pop, pop. Like it's high, you know, high intensity. And the reoccurring thought that I kept having the entire time was, oh my goodness, I miss this. I miss this so much. Ooh. Why was this not a part of my life? And so many of you, that's what your self-journey has looked like. Either you've completely stopped taking care of yourself and loving on yourself, or you've been going through the motions of life. And that's it. There's been no fire. Okay. The wick has not been lit. Okay. It has just been, I'm doing this because I probably should. So I want to start here with this perspective that the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And here's the truth. As much as you probably are giving and pouring and pouring and giving and pouring and giving and pouring some more, if you have yet to do any of that for you, you really don't have anything to give anybody else. You are driving your car on E. You are riding on fumes. Anybody ever had a busted tire when you drive, like the tire, like busting time for a new tire, like you on rims. It is terrifying to drive on rims. Okay. You feel like you just going to break your car in half. That's how it feels. Like, it's terrible. So many of you, that's where you've been. Yeah. You're still doing the stuff, but you've forgotten your why. It's no longer about loving yourself. It's just, I should do this because. And if your mindset is, I should do this because it's healthy, I should do this because this is what society says I'm supposed to do, then it's probably not going to benefit you very much. And the key factor is, you're not going to enjoy it. Listen, y'all, I'm in a gym, right? My chest is on fire. I'm hitting straights and jabs, and it was two different trainers at the same time, boxing with you, right? And so one, they different paces. One's kind of a slower pace. The other one is like jab, 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 like, just going in. And it doesn't necessarily feel good, but it does at the same time, because I love it. Hear what I'm saying to you. I love it. And why do I love it so much? Not the speed, not the, I look cute in my gloves, which I do, bless God, but not because I'm cute in my gloves, not because it's a good workout and, happy endorphins. All of that is great, but I love it because I love Samantha. I love it because I love Samantha. And because I love Samantha so much, I'm going to do everything in my power to take care of Samantha. And I know that this is giving Samantha something that not only that she wants, but that she needs. It serves Samantha. Like we talk about relationships, and a woman that's in love, baby, there's nothing she won't do for her man. Okay. She'll cook anything. All right. She'll turn tricks. She will go to the store. There's nothing she won't do for her man because she's in love. And same thing about a man. When a man is in love, we've seen it. Okay. Some of y'all are like, girl, hey, stop laying her punk. I had a really tight friend in college, and he had a crush on this girl. This made me so mad because I was like, all these girls like you. And this girl right here is playing you like boo boo fool. And that's the one you go for. And that's the one you chasing around kingdom come. And that's the, and man, one day she finally played him too much and he woke up and he was just like, man, you tried to tell me. And I just did not. I didn't want to let that girl go. But you see how crazy he made himself for what? Love. If we'll do that for somebody else, why won't you do that for you? This is the thing. Like, you have to choose to love you. When we're dating or whatever, and we're out there, or you're married, whatever the case may be, you have to continuously choose to love them. Sometimes you feel all of the goosebump feelings and you are like, yes, I am in love. And then there are other moments you don't feel it, but you stay committed and you stay faithful. Why? Because you love them. It's simple. So some of you have stopped choosing to love you. Some of you don't even know what that means. Like, all this self-love stuff, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that looks like. Some of you have a hard time loving yourself because you don't like yourself. And you think that that is a factor that is needed in order to love yourself. Sometimes you have to love first and like later. Hear me good. Sometimes you have to love first and like later. It's like a person that you don't like, but you got to love them with the love of Jesus. Sometimes when you're praying for somebody that you don't like, you're choosing to be kind towards somebody you don't like. You're choosing to have good thoughts towards somebody you don't like. When the Bible says it is a man's glory to overlook offenses, you're overlooking the offenses of someone you don't like. Why? Because you choose to love them. That love will in turn begin to develop and you'll start to like them. You'll start to have compassion, start seeing them differently and start realizing, like, you know what? You're not so bad. Y'all, I want to say this to you. You're not so bad. And this is the thing, you can't give anybody, you can't give your kids, you can't give your man, you can't give your career, you can't give your ministry, you can't give your family, you can't give anybody anything if not only are you not giving it to yourself, you don't enjoy giving it to yourself. So that's the key factor of self-love right there. There has to be a layer of enjoyment. You got to enjoy taking care of you, or it's going to be very difficult to remain taking care of you. And sometimes people aren't preaching the enjoyment aspect of it. They're like, oh, girl, you got to hurry up and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to, you know. You got to enjoy it. And how do we enjoy things? We figure out what we like. We figure out what we like. That is, it's not deep, y'all. We figure out what we like. I like the box. Okay? You're not going to catch me in an exercise class that I don't like. I'm going to love myself and I'm going to give myself what my body needs, which is exercise, but I'm also going to enjoy it. And it's going to help me stay consistent. And that's a part of loving me, giving me what I enjoy. I love my kids. I don't want to just give them a toy and say, like it because it's a toy. No, I say, do you enjoy it? I don't want to buy you the toy you don't enjoy because I want to see you enjoy it. You got to want to see yourself enjoy some things. Sometimes that's why you don't work out. You don't enjoy it. Sometimes that's why you can't eat well. You have not let yourself figure out, man, what do I like to eat that is good for me? What's going to work for me? Just because this worked for somebody else doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. Some of you don't take care of your hair. You don't take care of your skin because you don't see the value in that face. You don't see the value in that hair. You don't see the value in that body. You're not enjoying yourself. Like this is like loving yourself is a treat we get to. Like God's like, man, I've given you a body. I've given you a mind. I've given you a spirit and I've anointed you to steward it. Enjoy yourself. Treat yourself. This is not about spending a lot of money. This is not about doing stuff that you can't afford. This is about giving back to yourself. You are your first relationship. You are your first relationship. Even before the relationship you have with your parents, you came into this world naked and alone. It was just you and you. And when you were a baby, you couldn't take care of yourself. Your parents had to. But that's not the case anymore. You still need to be taken care of. You still need to take care of your mind, your body, your spirit. Like y'all, even in our prayer life, in our relationship with God, like, yes, prayer is great. Yes, relationship with God is great. And yes, we pray for people and we prophesy and we teach, but your spirit needs to connect with God. But God doesn't just want you to do it out of a repetition. It's like, no. And like you get to enjoy the presence of God. You get to enjoy prayer. You get to enjoy communion. You get to enjoy connection. You get to enjoy intimacy. You get to enjoy ministry. You get to enjoy these things. And sometimes we haven't taken time out to find out, or even ask Holy Spirit, reignite that enjoyment. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Reignite that enjoyment in my life. Show me the way in which I need to do this that I'm going to enjoy. Some of you having a break, cleaning out an entire closet and having a special room in the house for prayer is something that you enjoy. Making a special routine of it. Having a special inside joke, which is you and the Lord. Yes, the Lord jokes. Having an inside joke between like he's your friend. He is your father. He's your person first. Always. Man, if I think about your best friend. Think about the closest person to you. Man, y'all, you enjoy that when you know you're going to sit with them. It's almost like something just falls off you when you see them. Like, ooh, girl, now I can be real. Now I can be honest. You enjoy that relationship. Let's keep it real. There are relationships in your life that you're not going to let be there if you don't enjoy them. So enjoy the relationship you have with yourself. Enjoy the relationship that you have with yourself. My next point is feelings versus the sake of love. Okay, sometimes the reason we have issues being consistent, or hey, I want to start loving myself again, but I'm having a hard time doing that thing, is your feelings. Like, I know I need to go do this, but I don't feel like it. And your feelings and love actually are not always going to be synonymous or in the same category. And what I mean by that is you can be in love with somebody and feel all the feelings of love. You can feel motivated. You can feel inspired because you're in love. Yay. And then there are moments you ain't feeling them. And you have to choose to love them. Sometimes you're going to have days you have to choose to love you. You don't feel like you deserve it. You have other things going on. This would be easier. This would feel better. And you're making a long-term decision because of a momentary affliction. That's what Paul calls it, a momentary affliction. You're having a momentary moment, okay, within yourself. And now you're making a long-term decision based upon that. I don't feel like it. Okay. Well, carve out the time to make sure you still do it. Even if you ever do it later than you planned, still do it. Not because it's healthy. Not because society says you're supposed to. Not because you love you. And that love you helps you like you. And that liking you helps you be good to you. And that being good to you is worship as unto the Lord. And God can breathe out upon that. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament, this is before the dispensation of grace, before Jesus died, okay? They used to have to kill animals and put them on the altar. And it was a sweet smelling fragrance as unto the Lord. And he would breathe it in. And then if it was good to him, he would breathe out. And that breathe out was the affirmation that this is good. This is holy. Your sins have been atoned for another year. So every time you choose to love yourself, it is worship unto the Father. And he's breathing it in. Oh, I love when my baby loves herself because I love her. I'm going to breathe it out. And you'll find it that you loving you causes you to start loving other people a lot better. Suddenly, you have a little bit more patience with your kids. You start loving your spouse a little bit better. You start loving your family a little bit better. You start loving your friends a little bit better. You start having a little bit more patience in ministry, even though, you know, people, you know, need Jesus, and they're going to show you that they need Jesus, okay? You're taking care of you. It's the difference between seeing a child that no one's tending to, no one's paying attention to, nobody cares about. The child's not, you know, it doesn't have clean clothes on. The child is just eating it and they just look a mess when you see them. And then there's a child that's taken care of. You want to be around them. You want to do things with them. Sometimes you're like, why does nobody want to be around me? You don't want to be around you. You don't like being around you. You got an issue with you. The next point is you have to close the door to an audience when it comes to self-love. Sometimes the reason that we don't do something is for one of these three reasons. One, I'm going to post about it, or I'm going to tell people about it, and they're going to shout me down for a little while. And then it's going to get old and people are going to be used to whatever it is that you're doing. And because you no longer are getting that fanfare, what you're doing falls off. Option two. You tell people, you post about it. Nobody cares. Not because you're not worth caring about, but people just didn't shout you down about that thing for whatever reason. And now you've completely stopped doing it. Or the third option, when you are doing things, you don't have you on the brain. You have people on the brain. And so because you think somebody may laugh, because you think somebody may not understand, because you think somebody may fill in the blank, you don't do it, or you don't follow through, or you're inconsistent. Family, that's just good old-fashioned fear of man. And the Bible's remedy is the fear of the Lord. Family, this has to be about you. You got to do it for you. So if you're one of those people that can't really talk about it with people because you don't want it tainted, that's your business. Or if you do want to talk about it, that's your business. But whatever it is, this is about you. You're not doing this for an audience. You're not doing this for an applause. That will cause it to be incredibly short-lived. Listen, I am a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. I don't eat dairy. I have yet to seek a poll of people who agree or disagree with that. Listen, I don't have any extreme wellness goals. There's nothing, no quota I'm trying to meet. I'm doing it because I love Samantha. And I love her so much that I'm going to be use wisdom about what I put in her body. And I love how eating well makes me feel. How it makes me feel. My sleep is different. My body is lighter. I like not being actively constipated. I enjoy cooking healthy meals. I found aspects of a healthy lifestyle that I love. I love to cook healthy meals. I love to research it. I love the way it makes my body feel. Like, it's like when you have that cold drink of water on a really hot day and it like it's cold even going down. That's how eating well feels for me. That's how exercise feels with me. That's how good sleep. Can I get an amen for good sleep? That's how good sleep feels for me. Right there. So it's just about me. I do this for me. Y'all, I buy an incredible amount of body scrubs, body lotions, or I'm the chick. You ever had that friend that like every time you hug her, she smells so good and trying to figure out what it is? That's me. I'm that friend. I do. You know what? I've been a lot of attention, a lot of money towards it. I love what my husband notices. It makes me very happy. But y'all, I do it for me. I do it for me. It makes me feel good. I enjoy it. And it's healthy for my skin. It's healthy for my body. Who doesn't want to smell good? Like it, family, you have to close the door to the audience. Sometimes the fear of man has been robbing your life, robbing your future, robbing your potential, robbing your ability. Sometimes what you do for you ain't nobody's business. And if you do want to share and you want to be of help, then just be help. But that's it. Like, I'm not looking for an applause or a boo. I'm just taking care of me. And that's going to be unique to you. There is not one way. There's the way that's going to exercise works for you. That's the way eating well works for you. You don't have to be a vegetarian. What works for you? What schedule is going to help you get better sleep? What's going to work for you? Sometimes part of your self-love routine is that you take an hour out of the day or 30 minutes and you don't talk, you don't move. You just sit and you look at the ceiling. I don't need to understand that. I don't even need to care. If that's what you need to take care of you, you got to be consistent in that thing and close the door to an audience. My last point here is that you got to embrace the evolution. You got to embrace the evolution, family. Sometimes the reason you have an issue loving you again, taking care of yourself again, is because things have changed. The way in which you needed to do that has an expiration date, and you have reached it. And so now, like I told you earlier, you hit these, you know, areas of crisis, because it's like I was doing this and going through the motions and enjoying it. And for whatever reason, it is not working for me anymore. And the door has now been opened to do something different. Sierra recently had her, I believe it was her fourth child. I think I'm right. Either way, She's had a baby, but she's had several other children. And Sierra is doing something that I think is so healthy and so beautiful and so very good. Okay. Sierra is in loving her body right where it is. I don't know what her goals are. Any of you guys know Sierra? When she came out, she was this very, very slim, 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 skinny, skinny singer and dancer. And over the years, she's had children and she's, you know, gotten with a personal trainer and got her body back to what it was prior. As much as you can, you know, any woman that's had kids understands that your body is really never 100% the same, but you can get back to a good, healthy, you know, solid place. And her body is curvier and it is absolutely stunning. I mean, stunning. And she's doing something that I wish so many women would do. And she's taking the chance to just embracing right where she is. Before she gets with an intense trainer, before she does something extreme, how do I feel? Like, let me love myself right here. How do I feel about this body? How do I feel about this place that I'm in? For so many of you, you've never given the new place a chance because you're just frustrated that it doesn't look like and smell like the old place you once were in. But loving yourself and take care of yourself, it looks different on this level. It looks different in this season of life. It looks different at this age. Listen, there are things that I am very comfortable with now that I wasn't comfortable with at 15. Big why? Because I was in a different place at 15. But I'm grown. You know what I mean? So at this point in my life, it's like, okay, God, show me how to love me right where I am. Show me how to honor me right where I am. Help me to think highly of me right where I am. Let me take a step back. How do I actually feel about this? Void of other people's opinions, void of an audience, void of societal pressures, void of stereotypes. What do I want? What am I comfortable with? How do I love me at this level? You have to let your self-love evolve. You may need less in one season and you might need more in another. Okay. No pressure. No pressure. If there is any pressure, then there might be somebody in the equation that needs to be X'd out. There may be a mindset that you need deliverance from. There may be something that you have to lay down at the feet of Jesus and say, God, I can't fix myself, but you can. You can fix me. So God, help me to think like you. Help me to see like you. Help me to catch hold of revelation so that I may do this and do this well. Just because things was one way in one season doesn't mean it's going to be that way in this season. And as each season changes, as life changes, you have more to look forward to than you had in the past. Let yourself evolve. What do I want now? Am I, you know what I mean? Like, are you shocking yourself that you're comfortable? More now than you were then, you know what I mean? Like having those real inward conversations, those real conversations with the Lord, just giving yourself a break. Loving yourself right where you are. You want to be a woman that loves herself in every season of her life. You want to be a woman that takes care of herself in every season of her life. You want to be a woman that chooses herself in every season of her life. Like, I choose to like me. I maybe don't feel like I get to, but I choose to. I choose to love me, even though I'm not feeling the way. You know what I mean? I know so many women that go through postpartum depression. So many women that have gone through deep, heavy breakup and relationship breakup. So many women that have had drastic changes because of illness and different things like that. And each big shift is an opportunity. The enemy wants to convince you, yeah, break down, your life is over. But no, God came to give us life and that more abundantly. So this is an opportunity that God has presented you. Like, baby, you get to love yourself on a greater level. You get to do something different that you know, was different in the past. The seasons have shifted. The tide has turned. And this is the thing, y'all, you're not alone. And what I mean by you're not alone, I'm not talking about having physical support. I mean, The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Meaning, sometimes, like, God, I don't see how I can do this. So, Lord, give me sight. God, I don't believe I can do this. So, help my unbelief. Lord, help me love me in this new season, in this new place, in this new way. And then lay back and allow your Father to do the heavy lifting. Y'all, my daughter was about 3 or 4. And we went to a hotel in Illinois to visit my husband's family one random year. And while we were down there, we were in Atlanta to visit my family. And you know, they give you these big carts to put all your luggage on, to roll it onto the elevator, to get onto the hotel. And so we put all the bags on the cart and my daughter started to push with all her might. And this girl really thought she was doing it. She thought she was moving all of this luggage by herself. Mind you, my husband is on the other side doing all the real lifting. And for some of us, that's what it's going to look like. You may feel like, man, some of you, the reason that's why you wore out, because you do all this pushing and you think it's you, and you need to let God do the heavy lifting. It's a partnership, but he does the hard part. We're not even wired. It goes beyond our pay grade. It goes past our limitation as humans. Like, no, God, you're doing the heavy lifting. I credit God for how much I love myself right now. And I still have more to go. But I credit him because I didn't get myself here. I'm not taking it. It was him 100%. It was different mindsets, different things I never considered. I never thought about. Y'all, he was doing the heavy lifting. My part was, I had to believe. And even then he helped me do that. Listen, the Lord didn't have any bitterness. He wasn't like, why I gotta do all the hard stuff? No. He's like, baby, you can't. I don't even want you to. Some of you, it's as simple as, God, I've never loved myself. Teach me how to love myself. And he's going to begin to deal with things that you didn't think have anything to do with self-love. And it has everything to do with self-love. If you listen to this podcast episode and you're just like, I still don't feel like I know what it means. Well, ask. Because what that's going to mean for me is going to look completely different than what that's going to mean for you. God knows your history. He knows your trauma. He knows your vantage point. He knows what mindsets and strongholds that have to come down. He is aware of things that nobody else. And I'm not saying this last part because I'm a coach or I'm a counselor, but here's the truth. Some of you going to therapy is self-love. Sometimes the reason you won't deal with your issues is because you don't love yourself. Because people that love themselves are willing to do what it takes to be better in every sense of the word. Some of you with love, you need to book me. Not because I'm trying to make sales, y'all. Because you like you. Because you love you. That's it. So let your journey evolve. Let yourself evolve. You're not going to be the same woman 5 years from now that you are right now. And what your self-love journey looks like will change. What your diet requires will change. What your exercise regimen will change. What your beauty and care regimen looks like will change. As responsibilities happen, you're finding new pockets and new ways to love yourself. And so some of you, you've taken a break. And this is your sign. It's time to love yourself again. All right, family, I have some goodies that I want to share with you before we head on out. Number one is join our membership community. Family, we have a beautiful, lovely, thriving membership community. Family, I want you to join. It is a powerful opportunity to come together and gain sisterhood. to kind of continue some of these conversations. We do live Q&As on these episodes. So sometimes you want to ask questions or you want to engage and you can't because it is a podcast. Well, we can do that directly in our membership community. We have live podcast episode Q&As. I do live lessons, live Bible studies, live teachings, group coaching. It's just a place to get refueled, to get filled, to pour back into yourself, to really break free. Some of you, maybe you can't afford a one-on-one session, but you can do $40 a month and use this resource in your life and let it transform your life. Family. So if you want to be a part of that, please head to our Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV. And the link is in our link tree. It is a two-part link. Submit your email and click sign up, as well as click ready to purchase and pay your first $40 to be a part of the community. And you will get a welcome email that you will have instructions on how to basically get in after that. My second goodie is I've written two books, family, two very, very powerful books that I even use in sessions. It is a great tool. The first one is Feel So Good to Be Loved, family. I love that book. I know I wrote it, but I love that book. Okay. It's literally a 21-day devotional, and each chapter is written like a day. And it has 3 to 4 questions in the back, and they're very challenging, and they're meant to really get the ball rolling with some things. And listen, we don't realize how much we think we know that God loves us and what that means, and we don't. And the bigger aspect is we're not letting ourselves receive that. And if you're not letting yourself receive love, that's going to be really hard to give it, even if you think that you are. And so I highly recommend that book, as well as Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem. If somebody wrote like a how-to in that area, when it comes to low self-esteem, lack of identity, this is the book. Okay. We get into it. We have some really deep conversations in there. We call out some things that maybe you never really paid attention to. And it's a powerful read, and I highly recommend it. I'm a big believer in resources. You can get both those books at Amazon.com and Kindle, as well as family. If you want to book a one-on-one session, family, I can't suggest this enough. I don't know if I'll ever stop doing one-on-ones, but while I still have the opportunity, it is a privilege and an honor that I really want to give you, because there are just some things that you need to talk to somebody when it comes to your life, getting a coach to really help you maneuver and make that strategy and make that pivot in your life. And when it comes to one-on-one Christian counseling, like, family, I know that there are some great, phenomenal therapists out there. But faith-based counselors, we have the key word, faith. We believe for your healing. We're going to go after it with you. We're going to partner with you. We're going to support you. And it's an opportunity and a safe space that also actively acknowledges the presence of God that is like no other. And so I highly recommend if any of that is up your alley, if you want to book a free, absolutely free consultation, then visit our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And I look forward to working with you. All right, family. I love you guys so much. See you guys soon for episode 4. All right.